Hey, you, are you curious about our faces? Check us out on YouTube, Moist Monday Podcast.
So I've been trying to do this like kind of mindset of if I want to do something and it's like a productive thing, just do it.
Yeah, 100%.
Can't put it off because I won't do it later.
Yeah, that's a great...
It's just when I feel the need and like any energy to do something, just start.
And then also that will snowball.
I think so, because that's also why like everything's hung up around the house, and that's been really helpful with yard work.
Oh, yeah, especially because the weather's getting nice.
Mm-hmm. And
where you're just like, you know what? I'm going to do this now.
And I will say, I've mowed my lawn more times this year than
you ever have.
All the years combined of owning this house.
For longtime fans of the pod.
I've gotten several notices from a man named Gary, who I fucking hate, and I hope I didn't elect him. I don't know how the hell he got into power or what kind of power he has over a neighborhood to tell me to mow my lawn. You know, there's gangs down there.
Yeah, but he's...
And you come at me about my lawn. No, the gangs are in the fucking park down there. So that's kind of his territory. You'd think so. But no, he comes after me just because my lawn was what? 12 inches in certain spots. Not all of it. Certain spots. Well, guess what? My mower broke, and it's hard to weed whack an entire lawn.
And use a machete.
Yeah, that too. And that didn't make friends with the neighborhood, and neither did this story.
Well, fuck.
Yeah, so I got in my car, and I just noticed, my parents gave me a lot of like wildflower seed.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like a huge bag, so I just tossed it everywhere. But that whole like rock garden on the side of my house, it's all weeds, but like also it's not... They didn't put enough rocks in for it to be a rock garden, but there's too many rocks to grow like a real thing in there.
Yeah, it's just kind of a mess.
Yeah, so sucks. I'm raking the rocks. I'm going to do it every spring, I think, and add more dirt to it until it's finally just dirt. But I thought this would be nice for like wildflower seeds because those grow kind of randomly.
Yeah, and they can go through rocks.
Yeah, so I started weed pulling. But the issue is that entire side yard is weeds. So then it led
with
to
rocks.
Just me... on my hands and knees crawl, because you have to weed pull with your hands.
Yeah, you got
to
get down there.
So I was literally like a dog, just crawling around, digging at the ground. Same with if I got a big rock pile, just start scraping those back.
Yeah, because you're like, this is the easiest way to do it.
Well, yeah, and I'm just like, I'm doing it. I'm just going to keep doing it. I have the energy to. And I was doing this well into the night. Like, it got dark out and I got scared because I kept hearing noises because we have so many animals in this neighborhood.
And you're one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just crawling.
You're scared of the neighbors.
No, so I'm crawling around on my hands and knees just digging at
the
dark.
In the rocks? Did that hurt?
I mean, I've gotten a lot of the rocks out.
Okay, gotten a lot. Okay.
And also, I can crawl on rock. Like, it's not that bad.
Damn,
it's soft dirt. But I'm kicking it back with my hands. I'm barefoot, by the way, too. I think I have gloves on because I don't want any, like... spikes or whatever.
Why are you barefoot?
Because I like feeling dirt. It, when it's warm, it's so nice.
You want to be a boy of the earth.
Yeah. But I'm taking care of a rock pile. I'm just digging it back, like just throwing it behind me, not even looking. And then I hear someone talking. And I turn around and just two of my neighbors are standing at the corner of my street just looking at me. I just snap back.
And it's dark?
No, this is earlier in the night.
Yeah. You're just...
Yeah, they just caught me like
on all fours,
like crawling. Like, it's not like I was just like la la la. No, I'm just like, oh.
And you just are probably dirty.
Yeah, yeah, because my jeans are just filled. Like, I have mud up to like around my legs.
Looks like you're burying a dead body.
But yeah, caught me as an animal. Luckily, it's not one of the neighbors we're trying to become friends with, which we had made progress.
Oh,
okay, been
making
fun.
Friends is an adult.
A lady up the street said howdy to us while she was walking her dog. We were so excited.
Howdy.
Like, she like did that and like we played it cool, but then we got like...
And now you got to say howdy to her next.
Maybe. Or I'm just going to like, she's going to see me crawling around and she'll let her dog out on me or something. Then we can be friends.
If I was fucking walking around and I just saw some guy on all fours digging, I'd go, I'm going to keep walking. Yeah. I'm not going to talk to you.
No, they didn't talk to me. They were talking to each other, but I was like, snap. I saw them
looking at me.
You
doing a head turn, and they're just like, let's not cut through the alley. We don't want to get near this guy. That sucks.
I will say, my yard is looking nice.
It is. It is getting nice.
Yeah. We got beans growing. We got the grapes are taking over the chicken coop, which is nice.
You have beans?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we always plant like some produce. I think our corn is starting. I probably need to water that soon. And then we've got beans and
it's been raining lately.
Yeah. And then I haven't noticed anything else growing because I don't remember what else we did. But the grapes and raspberries are coming in nice. And the pear tree is stressing me out.
Yeah, the pear tree.
There's over 100 pears on that tiny tree.
What are you going to do with the 100 pears?
I have two people I'm going to give them out to so far. I kind of want to learn how to like can them.
Yeah.
Because that's the only time I eat. So then pears preserve. Are in those like sweet.
I love a pear from a can with the juices.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'll just like.
Right out of the
full,
can.
All, spoon, full pear in my mouth.
Yeah.
Like a full half a pear. And I just swallow it whole. Like a fuck. It's a throat boat. Pears are kind of throat boats.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I'd say so. Pears are the throat boat of the fruits.
Yeah. Because you got deviled eggs.
Yeah. Which is.
That's probably the best throat boat.
It's something.
I love swallowing things whole. I love it a lot.
And this is the Moist Monday podcast.
Let's get moist.
Yeah. It's time for a taste test.
Oh, wow. Let's get into it. Okay, so what the fuck, for people just listening at home, there's a giant thing in between us, covered with a Tito's blanket, and I don't know, how is this a taste test?
You'll see. This is something I was really excited about.
Okay.
I haven't seen this in years.
In years? Yeah. And it's big.
Kind of. All right, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Oh my god. Why did you buy so many? Why did you buy so many?
Hawaiian? I've already gone through one of these, by the way. I bought this a couple days ago.
For people just listening, there's 5 12 packs of Hawaiian Punch Fruit Juicy Red in cans. Which, so, okay, I haven't seen the cans in a long time. I get
years.
It. I get
no,
it.
I look for this every time at the grocery store.
Because I only
store.
Ever see the big jug, like a gallon jug.
No, so Hawaiian Punch in a can is, I truly believe, the optimal way to drink Hawaiian Punch. I think it is way... Same with like, what would you rather have? A tall boy of Arnold Palmer, a normal can of Arnold Palmer, a bottle, or a jug?
The tall boy
can. Yeah, yeah, it tastes better. It's better. Way better. Yeah. This is the best version of Hawaiian Punch.
I guess, and like, yeah, different things...
It's different,
better.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite version of Miller Lite is the tall aluminum cans with the resealable tops. It's the best-tasting Miller Lite.
Is that better than on draft?
I think so.
Interesting.
Just the way it comes out of the aluminum can is the silver bullet.
Sunny D, I think the best version is the thin bottles with the nipple top.
Oh, okay.
That you'd get as a kid where it was like 12, like, and if you drank too many of them, you could throw up.
You've already gone through one 12-pack?
Yeah.
So you bought 6 of them.
I sure did, and they were on sale.
You did buy all of them?
No, because I feel like there's other people who feel exactly like me out there in the world, and I don't want to rob them.
Where are you
this.
Keeping these?
In the pantry. We have a big-ass pantry.
You're a child that's in an adult body.
So that brings me to my next part. All right, well,
we
first, let's crack these
open.
Yeah,
we got to taste this. Okay, you have loose ones? Just one. Damn, okay, I haven't had a Hawaiian Punch in a can probably since... I was fucking like 20 years old. So like 10 years maybe. Let's see. Let's hear what this crack sounds like. Ooh, tasty crack. Tasty crack. That's so much fucking Hawaiian Punch. Ooh, the nose. Here we go. Blast off, baby.
It's ooh. It's the best juice, I think.
Only 60 calories per can.
That's not bad.
That's actually not bad because I thought it would be a lot of sugar.
Sure. Because I think.
Damn, I haven't had that in a while.
It does taste different than out of
the
bottle.
It does. It tastes different. Yeah, because I haven't had the can in a while. I'm like, whoa.
Because I think
that's way too. You bought way too much. You bought way too much.
I seriously haven't seen this in years. I once almost bought it online for $20.
Are you trying to limit yourself where you go one a day?
No. I'm hoping I'll get bored of it after a while
and forget about it.
Yes, that is the dream.
You gotta hide them.
Just throw them out. Yeah. Just have Izzy hide them and don't tell me where they are.
So then when you find it, it's like a little treat. She just buries them in the garden.
I would hate that.
And then when you're on all fours, you go, "Hi, Punch!"
Just a can.
Yeah. Unopened, baby. I found gold.
But the other night, I was drinking this, just microwaved some pizza rolls, and I was playing Jack 2 and Ultimate Alliance. And I was just having the best, like, 13-year-old night of my life.
That sounds incredible. Mm-hmm. Is he at work?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you were home alone. Nice, yeah. You're like, I'm an adult. Mm-hmm. I love those nights.
I get to do this.
Yeah, where it's just like, you know what? I'm going to do this.
Yeah, play like a PS2 game and just eat like old junk food.
Fucking, yeah, drinking Hawaiian Punch out of a can and pizza rolls. Mm-hmm. That sounds...
Because also now we could be a little high. That's so...
It tastes so much better.
God. Because thank God we didn't, but could you imagine being high back then and getting... You no responsibilities, nothing to get anxious
people
about.
People were.
Yeah, that's true. And some of them are doing
good. Some of them are doing good. Some of them are not great. I'm glad I discovered drugs later in life when I was older, because if, man, I would be high all the time.
Yeah, and that. Because yeah, you at all in high school?
The first time I got high, I was like a junior.
Okay.
That's a wild story.
Mm-hmm. I think you've told me about that one. Is that where...
My girlfriend broke up with me.
Oh.
Yeah, this is a wild...
I think you have told me this, but yeah, let's go into this.
This is a wild story. So my buddy was a big pothead, and I was like... I think I tried smoking once before.
Is that the one who's doing fucking... Yeah, like he's winning life
he's
right now?
He's fucking... Lives in Hawaii. Doing
yeah, and
great.
He's hot as shit.
Yeah, just fucking shredded. Because he used to be a fat kid like me. Yeah.
He should just have a podcast in Des Moines. But nope.
Nope. He's actually...
He has a six-pack in Hawaii.
He's actually doing things.
And we have a bunch of 12-packs.
Hawaiian Punch. No, but I remember the first time I tried smoking with him, it didn't take. Like, I didn't get high. And then the second time... The second time, yeah, cheers, buddy.
To our Hawaiian.
And we're drinking Hawaiian Punch. Ooh, yeah, freaking tasty. But I remember my girlfriend and I, at the time... First big girlfriend. Okay. Lost my virginity to her. We dated for a year and a half.
Okay.
Took me 9 months to kiss her, but that's a different... It's a different story.
Well, a lot of sex at the end, then.
Yeah, because it went from no touching to...
So it took 9 months for a kiss. How long do you think between kiss and sex?
Probably 3 months. Because we only did it for a year and a half.
So then a half year of sex?
Yeah.
Not
and
bad.
We had a lot of sex.
Yeah. For 17?
Yeah. That's why I lost it.
Not bad.
But we were really rocky. It was the end of the relationship. I was not good at communicating.
Sure.
So I was like trying to be an ass so she'd break up with me.
Because
that's how of a good guy I am. I've learned. I've grown. But I remember she was like, okay, after school, can I come see you and talk to you?
Yeah, like you can come.
And I was like, okay. I said yes. And then Jonah was like, you want to come over and get high? And I said, yes.
Okay.
So then I ignored my girlfriend. While she's like trying to
break up with you.
While she's trying to, because she wants to do it in person.
Yeah. Which is nice.
Yeah. And I just remember getting so high. I smoked out of this weird, like, it was a pipe, but it was like a bong. It was like this fucking tube.
Something you shouldn't start with.
It was this tube that the bowl was at the end and you lit it and then smoke filled up and then you'd pull the bowl and it was like a pipe bong. So I got
horribly high.
Yeah, I got so fucking high. I was out of my mind. And my girlfriend just eventually broke up with me over text.
That's fair.
But I was so high where I was just like, oh, I think I just ate gold. Like, I was like, and then like I hung out for a while and then like he took me home and I was like still high. So sure. I was like, I can't go inside.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I am noticeably different.
Yeah.
Well, like, I remember I was
that's
so.
That's where immediately she'd be like, she broke up with me. Like, yeah.
That's why I'm acting weird. My girlfriend broke up with me. But I remember like I was
that's
so
why
high.
My eyes are so red.
I've been crying. I remember though, I was so high that if I like turn my head, you know, that motion of
when it
just
feels like a whip cam.
Yeah. Where you're just like, oh fuck. Yeah. And all you're doing is just trying to look. Like, but so I just
honestly,
couldn't move.
It kind of does feel like you're hiding a whip cam in your own vision.
Yeah, dude, it's
like where
weird.
You're just like, oh, I'm here now.
Yeah, and you're like
that in between does not exist.
You're like, I gotta fucking settle down.
Yeah. I can't move. For
that
a
was
while.
A wild. That was a wild time. But yeah, he would.
Have you looked her up since? How's she doing?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't looked her up in a while.
God, Snapchat is pissing me off. It keeps suggesting.
It shows people's stories. This is happening to me
who
too.
Who are in my contacts?
Yeah.
So I. One time it popped up and I clicked on it. So now I'm watching my first ever girlfriend Snapchat story.
Dude, she's starting to pop up in mine.
Yeah, because I have her phone number from 15 years ago. Now my phone is telling me to watch her stories.
She's popping up in mine too. I don't even think I have her phone number.
Maybe she's just like, she's promoting her own stuff.
Because I think you can post to the public.
Yeah, like there's two different posts now.
Yeah, which is so
weird.
Snapchat
is horrible now.
Yeah, but I still use it.
Well, because it's too ingrained, because that's the only way you and me communicate. Yeah, it's the only way I talk to Izzy, too.
Yeah, that's how I talk to people.
Because I only talk to my parents over text or work people.
It is weird when you Snapchat your dad.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. But yeah, it's so fucking weird. Like, so she's popping up, and then a girl that I dated for like 3 months, they like, was crazy.
Yeah.
She's starting to pop up too. And it's like, what the fuck?
Because also, it's.
She's the one that blocked me on everything. And now I can just see her Snap stories.
Ooh,
it's like weird as
weird.
Fuck.
Yeah. Because also, I have so many phone numbers from like someone I worked with at like Walgreens when I was 16. I technically have their phone number in my phone still. Now it's like they're in my suggested contacts.
Yeah, there are a few that are popping up where like it's the name that I have saved in my phone.
Yeah.
So like a guy that I met once at a convention.
Yeah.
I got his phone number. Now I just see his Snap stories and I'm like,
I don't want this.
I don't know you. Yeah. Like that, I feel like I shouldn't be able to see this. Like, it's weird, dude.
Do we have to clean out our contacts? Is that what it is? Because I don't care if I have their contacts. Yeah, because that doesn't matter.
Yeah, I have been, like when I've been slow at work, going through and deleting contacts.
Sure.
But it's such a pain in the ass to
How
do it.
How many phone contacts do you have?
Does it say?
Ooh, I don't know.
I have a fuck, because like every time I would get a new phone, all the contacts would like come back over.
Yeah. I have 270 contacts.
I have 258.
Yeah.
I do not talk to 258 people.
If I scroll to a random part, I know one of these people, and it's my brother-in-law.
I went to the bottom to find the number, mm-hmm. and I have a radio station saved in my contacts.
I have a radio station.
Laser 103.3.
Oh, I have 88.7 KWD at the point.
Just random.
Here's just somebody named Bitch with the Thumbs. No idea.
Bitch with the Thumbs.
Oh, there's my boss from when I worked at Tropical Snow.
Oh, yeah. I have weird bosses in here from old jobs that I probably should delete.
Someone named Big Rich. No idea.
What? Luckily, all mine are just names. I do have a lot of family in here. Oh, dude, it is weird because when you were on the dating apps, like back in the day, sometimes you would.
We'll have the ISU police.
Sometimes you would go over to texting. And so I would save their number and then you quit talking.
Yeah.
I have so many people on my phone where texted for like a day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who the fuck is...
Or they just gave you their number and ignored it. And you're like, okay.
Yeah. But I saved it because I was like, oh.
We're talking.
We're talking.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, who the fuck is Haley? Like, I'm just like, what?
Well, because I had a few other Izzy's in my phone. So if I do...
You had multiple Izzy's?
I knew a couple other Izzy's, yeah.
Damn, that's a wild name to... I don't think I've ever met
one time
Izzy.
I called one when I was in my car because I said call Izzy, and then I didn't know I had more than one, and it was like, oh.
And some girl answers.
She didn't answer. Oh, no. That'd be wild. It was that the name popped up. I was like, oh, gotta pull
over.
It'd
be so upset if you're calling and then she goes hello and you're like,
hey baby,
you're not my wife.
Or if I just talk normal, like, hey baby, I'm on the way home. And she's like, all right, I'm outside.
can you help me unload the groceries?
No, just imagine like accidentally texting someone, I'm outside. Because like you would text me that.
That is a good bit. That's a great.
Just on my way.
Yeah, dude. That, if you want to fuck with somebody, just randomly text them, I'm on my way. Because then they'll go, did we plan something? Like people will freak.
Who are you? Yeah. Because they're not immediately wrong number. It's something else.
I'm on my way.
I'm just parking now.
See you soon. Yeah. Just what? I did. If I got a text like that, I would probably get so scared.
I'd lock the doors at least.
I'd lock the doors. Yeah. You got to have a conclave. That's what I've learned.
Oh, yeah. I'd stay in.
Yeah. You got to vote on that matter.
Yeah. Just release some smoke.
Yeah. Contacts are fucking weird. I need to go through
Snapchat's
and clean it up.
Pissing me off.
Yeah. I'm glad that I'm not the only one. Because I watch stories and then sometimes it will just go into other
stories.
Yeah.
If you keep clicking through.
Yeah.
Because I've basically given up on watching stories because I don't talk to anybody else now. I have such a small circle now.
And but I have a lot of Snapchat contacts too where I'm like, this is weird.
Yep. Because
stories are weird.
It was weird when the public story came back because. Like, I remember when Izzy and I started dating, a lot of people deleted me because I stopped talking to them.
Yeah,
and then,
because
first time you post a picture with another girl, a lot of people delete you.
Because they're like, I can't have them, no one can.
I think it's just more like, oh, I don't know who this is, and they're doing, like, they're with somebody, so.
Yeah, so I better get rid of it.
But, like, then they pop up on the, whatever that underside is. I'm like, I don't want
it's weird as
to
fuck.
Click through these. Like, so then I have to delete them again. Like, I wish it was gone.
It also is weird because. Sometimes when it happens to me, I'll be clicking through stories and then all of a sudden, like people like micro celebrities.
Yeah.
Their stories will pop up and I'm like, fuck is this?
Yeah, how are there so many of them? I guess like that's kind of what you and I are trying to be with this is just somebody's like.
Yeah, I'm sure there are people that listen to this that don't know who we are.
Yeah, probably. But I mean, even just that, like all those like. Someone who's like Snapchat famous, like they exist. I don't know who they are. Same with like all these like
Twitch
streamers.
Yeah, because I think they make money off of it.
I know like.
And then,
I know of like the top Twitch streamers, maybe. Probably not even.
Yeah, but
most
if you go on Twitch right now, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking thousands.
But hundreds and hundreds are making a living off of it.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Like, where does all that money come from?
I don't know. It is wild because.
It seems fake. It seems like all of that is kind of not real and it's just to make people think you can do that.
I mean, every time Get Me Off the Grid streams, we get close to triple digit every time.
Sure, but there's some people who are doing nothing and making 10, or like it's like fully a good life.
Well, I think
life.
If you just stream every day,
that's probably a lot of it.
And then you just add revenue. Because streaming is like, I really enjoy it. I wish I want to start figuring out a way to where I can stream separate at my house when I have free time. Because then it's like we get a little boost on the channel.
Yeah, just whenever.
And then I'm already playing video games. I can just be dumb and talk to a chat.
Well, and also like most of your chat are pretty good friends.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. So it's just like, hey, buddy.
Yeah, it's just like you can actually like chit chat with somebody.
It is weird because I don't think I've ever streamed alone.
Sure.
So it's. Everything I do is with a buddy.
Yeah, so you're at least talking to someone.
So when I'm streaming with Wes, it's like we're talking to each other and doing bits.
Getting off the grid.
Yeah, check it out. If you like video games and craft beer.
Or us.
Yeah. I'm half of it.
Well, yeah. If you like our vibe, you'll like that vibe.
It's the same fucking thing. Yeah.
Just we talk about video games slightly less.
We do talk about it a lot.
But also, I've been playing Ultimate Alliance. I have a new rule.
Oh, this is a fun rule. Yeah.
Where if I'll play a game. And so now the new way I'm doing it is I have a list of all the characters.
Like you like wrote them down?
Yeah. So for every mission, I put a team together for it. But if any of my characters die, I can't play with them anymore in the game.
Fuck.
I've already given up on that rule. But if the character has a different skin, that's technically a different comic book character, I can use them because I lost way too fucking.
Well, yeah, because
one time all four jumped off a cliff on accident.
And you're just like, fuck, fuck.
Yeah.
Well, there goes the best characters
in
the game.
Now I can't use Iron Man.
And he's OP.
Wait, what's my full list of characters who have died?
Yeah, because on the PS2, how many characters are there? 16, 24, something like that? There's a decent amount, but there's not like the Ultimate Alliance 3, there's a fuck ton.
I've never played that one. I might try and play through all of them.
I really liked 3. I was hooked on 3 when it came out.
All right, my characters who have lost. Immediately lost Moon Knight.
So this is rest in peace.
Yeah.
This is a rest in peace segment.
Yeah. Moon Knight, who's my favorite comic book character. He's not.
That sucks because, yeah, it's your favorite character, so you're like, I want to play as him. But then he dies.
Yeah. I've lost Moon Knight, Magneto, Storm, Cyclops, Colossus, Blade, Daredevil, Deadpool, Ghost Rider, Doctor Strange, Captain America, and Hawkeye.
That's got to be over half.
It's probably close to. Oh my God. Losing like Deadpool and Moon Knight and Doctor Strange, like such useful people, I'm pissed.
Yeah, some of those guys are like really good.
Yeah. So now, like, I'm playing as like U.S. soldier instead of Captain America, who is a different person in the comic book.
It's a different character.
Same with Ghost Rider. The other like outfits are technically different Ghost Riders.
That is true.
So I'm now.
But you lost the best version of him.
I lost Johnny Blaze.
Yeah, and that's fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. That's a kind of a fun way
Nick Cage.
It's kind of a fun way to add a little spin on it.
Yeah, make it so I use other characters.
Yeah, because I would just play my favorites.
And I like it to beat them up with four characters, so it doesn't matter if they die, because by the time you get to another revive spot, they're fine.
They're good. Those games are so fun.
And I do use cheat codes on it, too.
Oh, yeah, to get all the skins.
I get all the skins, all the characters, and all the moves. That's it.
Oh, the moves are important.
Well, because also I'm like, I want to play
I want to be able to, yeah.
Yeah, I want to do all the cool shit.
I don't want to have to unlock it.
I've already beaten the game 5 times in my childhood.
And now you're just like, you know what?
I'm playing it for fun with my own twist.
Yeah. And I'm going to have pizza rolls and drink Hawaiian Punch, okay?
It's fucking
okay,
great.
Mom?
I highly recommend it. Get yourself that, a cosmic brownie maybe. Have a great night.
Cosmic fucking brownie.
Mm-hmm.
God damn, that unlocked a memory. That's
You've had them this year for sure.
No, I haven't.
Oh, really?
It's been years.
Why? They're everywhere.
I just don't buy them.
They're often in this house.
You buy cosmic brownies a lot?
Yeah. Right now we got zebra cakes and nutty butter.
See, I just don't buy those because I'll eat them fucking.
You got to hide them.
Yeah, you got to hide them in the garden. That's what I've learned from today's episode.
Bury it.
I sometimes do buy that stuff, like if I'm going on a road trip. Mm. Those are great road trip snacks.
But the gas station versions are the bigger versions and it's not.
Oh, like the single
ones?
They're
too big.
Yeah.
Like they have that double stack.
But I'll like go to Hy-Vee for a road trip and get like the 12 pack, you know, or whatever.
Okay. Because like there's that double stack fudge round. It just makes my teeth hurt.
It's too much.
Yeah.
But I will say that the triple decker oatmeal cream pie. Now that's
breakfast.
Now
it's
that's
healthy.
A treat.
It's oatmeal.
It's oatmeal.
Yeah.
And it's a pie.
It's like how I convince myself that like, are they nutty bars or nutty butters?
Nutter butters.
Yeah. That
Nutter butters are so fucking
That they're
good.
Technically healthy because it's peanut butter.
It is peanut butter. Uh-huh. Those are so
you can eat those for breakfast.
Yeah, if you're trying to, for any vegetarians out there that aren't getting enough protein, just start eating Nutter Butters.
Yeah, full of protein.
Yeah, you're getting your protein in there. God, those snacks are just Little Debbie's.
Because Little Debbie is better than Hostess.
Yeah, oatmeal cream pies, I think, might be, that's a different topic for another day where, like, rank them.
Ooh, or like this or that.
Yeah, I'll plan that for next week.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, like an elimination chamber.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's climb the tower.
Of just those snacks. Fuck yeah. Because they're like, yeah, you'll have to mix Lil Debbie and Hostess though.
Yeah. There's some good ones. I don't even know.
Is there a third option?
I don't know. That's a good question. You like if I did that? I think there's weird like store brand ones that are mixed in.
But they're just trying to recreate the other ones.
But like Hostess and Lil Debbie, like the fucking Ho-Hos.
Ho-Hos are fine. They're not better than Swiss cake rolls.
Oh, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
I think Lil Debbie's better. It just, you think, because like the Twinkie is one of the worst of the Hostess.
Twinkie sucks ass.
It's just nothing.
Remember when that disappeared and people freaked out? And then
you
came,
freaked out.
Well, I had to make a YouTube video about it. I had to.
Link below. It's just a lot of douchey high schoolers eating a lot of Hostess.
And I felt so cool because I did a 3-camera setup.
Oh, but like, you went through this phase of making challenges, but it was just eat a lot of this thing.
I was trying to be an influencer.
I know, before it was even big, which is wild.
Because new videos every Friday.
It happens 5 Fridays. Yeah, remember when you tried to make your own talk show about things going on in your life? I guess that's what we're doing now, but still.
Yeah, and I do dumb segments in that. Mm-hmm. Where I go, you know, this week, I got a little things going on, but I'm also going to talk about my top 5 favorite actors. That's one of them.
Oh, that's something. I mean, that's what we do here.
Yeah, it's just a version of.
And then, yeah, because I started getting behind the camera, too, for that.
Yeah. And then you were doing fucking color commentary.
Yeah. That is wild that we were doing this so long ago. But also, I guess back then I had a radio station, so I was just doing this, too.
Yeah.
And we were just doing dumb segments on that, too.
For a dozen of people.
Yeah. No, that one got sometimes in the hundreds.
The radio station?
I think so. But also, we were called Des Moines' number one like modern rock station. Doesn't even reach Des Moines. Like, I think on a good day, it does, but...
That was... I mean, you guys played the hits. You guys played great music.
Well, we changed... We're pretty sure we changed the radio station here because it started playing more and more like pop punk.
Yeah, like... Yeah,
but
all
now
music.
It's all sports, which fucking
sucks. They changed... That station used to be so sick.
That's why you don't have their phone number saved.
Yeah, all the guys, Laser 103.3. I don't even know why I have that saved.
Yeah.
When was the last time you called the radio station?
Since I was in high school.
They do tell you to call them all the time.
We did, because I remember the dumbest thing we did for the radio station was me and Taylor when we were like kind of first starting to really have our own, like where we were like really becoming friends, doing our own little show.
Doing a show. Shout out to Taylor.
Yeah. We found this soundbite. I think it was just called like Big Numbers.
What?
And then we just played it on the radio station. And this guy comes on. I'm going to try and. I think I vaguely remember what he says. He goes, it's huge. It's enormous. And it's coming next. The Big Number Game.
What?
And so we would play that. And we're like, all right, folks, it's time for the Big Number Game. Call in and tell us a big number. And we would get like sometimes like 3 people and they're like, 216. We're like, that's a big number.
That's a great
bit. And we're like, what do you want us to play next? Because we were just trying to prove that anyone was listening to us.
But, all right, that's a big number. What? Any requests?
Yeah, like we would... That's basically all we would do is just try to get people to call and be like, good job. What song do you want?
Damn, that's a bigger number than the last time.
Yeah. That's we didn't even know how to put them on air back then either.
Yeah, because... Yeah, so you were just like playing a recording of it or...
Well, like we would just play and then we'd just pick up the phone and it would just be like, they'd tell us a big number. Like, yep, that's a big number.
And now, and coming up next, All Time Low.
Yep. From this big number person.
Dear Maria, count me in. I listened to that song last night. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great.
It really is, actually, because it's got the little like cough at the beginning. It's got the ha-ha.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Speaking of good songs.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I warned you about this segment. This is a story from high school.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I forgot about this. I thought we were going into Foo Fighters.
No.
That's later in the episode.
I almost ruined my life in high school one time.
Okay.
And I don't think I've ever told you this story. I don't think I've ever told anybody this story.
And you're about to tell the entire world.
Yeah, that's what this is.
Listen up, world. This is his Jacob's confessional. He killed a guy.
I don't... You remember how there was like those end of the school year talent shows?
Oh, in like junior high?
Yeah, so maybe it was junior high, not high school.
Did high school do those?
I don't know. I don't remember much of high school, honestly.
Yeah, it is
like
weird.
For like that kind of stuff.
I can't remember either, but I do remember like the talent shows.
Did you know I auditioned for it?
No. What's your talent?
I tried to sing a song.
What?
Yeah. I don't know why I did this.
By yourself?
Yep. Not the best singer. I can carry a tune.
What song?
So I wrote down four songs. I want you to guess which one it is.
Okay. So you have a list of four songs.
Yes.
My first thought is Queen. Gonna do a Queen song.
You think that's how I'm gonna try to audition? Queen?
That'd be insane if you were just like, I'm not really a singer, but I'm gonna try singing Queen. Because you loved Queen.
Yeah, I did love Queen. Was it A?
A.
Nothing But a Good Time by Poison.
White Poison. Great song.
B. I Write Sins Not Tragedies.
Oh, Panic at the Disco.
By Panic at the Disco.
That's a tough one. Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
Was it C? Dream On by Aerosmith. One of my favorite bands.
You don't like Aerosmith?
No, I don't. Was it It Ends Tonight by All American Rejects?
Oh.
Or Piano Man by Billy Joel?
Fuck. I think.
Right, so what I just. All right, I Write Sins.
Yeah.
Dream On. Piano Man.
Nothing But a Good Time.
Nothing But a Good Time. Or It Ends Tonight. What do you think I auditioned with?
I think Nothing But a Good Time, Poison. Because your dad is really into 80s. Did I get it?
Dream On.
He goes so high in that song.
Didn't make it that far.
Yeah, especially because he goes, Dream On! Dream On! It's incredible. That's a great
song. No idea why I thought I would even attempt. I don't know.
Sing it right now.
No.
I don't even know how it starts.
It's like half my life is in book written pages.
Oh,
lived and
damn,
learned
okay.
From fools and from sages. You know it's true. But all the things come back to you. I might even skipped a part there. I don't know.
Damn. And then dream on.
No idea. What if they would have let me do that?
So you auditioned though?
Yeah. And then she said, okay.
And then you didn't get in?
No, I didn't. So I auditioned in front of three people. Two of them were my classmates, but I wasn't close with them. And then
was it just like an instrumental? Or
I guess if I went on stage with it, yeah, an instrumental would have played in the back. But I think I maybe just a cappella sang Dream On in front of our drama teacher. Can you imagine? There's zero chance I would have done that on stage. I would have dropped out last minute. Like 1,000%.
Also the confidence to go, I might be able to get in with this.
Yeah. No, this, they're going to like this. This is going to change
Jacob's
things.
Jacob's a singer, guys.
Really not.
That's wild.
I sang for a fun pop punk band later on in my career.
Well, because you go, if I can do Aerosmith, I can do pop punk.
Been there.
If I can do Steven Tyler.
I've been to the top. Yeah. Blink 182 is easy.
It's easy compared to Steven Tyler, dude. That is.
Can you imagine how different my life would have been if I had attempted to do that in front of the entire student body?
And it just sucks.
It would have been horrible. I remember there were
a few people that was like, this is not good.
But remember, they made it to the stage. I didn't.
That's also insane because there was not that many people trying out.
Nope.
You might have been the only one that didn't make it. Didn't you also try out for like show choir or something and didn't make it?
Everyone tried out for show choir, but yeah.
But you didn't get it.
I didn't get it.
I got in and
which is weird because I would. It's probably because your voice was lower. Because it's saying like you're not a better singer than me.
And every time I
would
show
say
choir,
you're worse than
I
me.
I did show choir for like 3 years, and guess what? I would lip sing.
I did that with trombone. I would just move my arm. Don't know the positions. Can't really reach all of them. I was so small.
You're just going up and down.
Yeah, I'm thank God there's one other trombone player. So I was just matching his arm movement. I could see my dad in the audience. He's just like, I don't know why I'm here.
He's like, I came back from Iraq for this. What the
This
fuck?
Is what I fought for.
I can only hear one trombone.
I wish he was a singer. That's what I wanted him to be.
Let's hear Dream On, buddy.
I have no idea.
What the fuck? Yeah. The confidence you had to even think about.
Where the fuck did that come from and where the fuck did that go?
Yeah, like I can't even imagine. Like, I always like, when they did the talent shows, I was like, oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm not talented. Like, I don't.
I have no talent to show.
Yeah, I can do things, but like.
Not well.
I can. You
I
want
mean,
me
like,
to build
at least
you
there's
a
the
desk?
Juggler, like, who like drops a few balls.
Yeah, and then there's like magic probably.
Yeah.
A lot of singers, a lot of dancers.
Yeah.
I just don't do that. Imagine if I did a magic trick.
That'd be cool.
It would have been cool. It's just a card trick though on stage, so yeah. No one can see it. Is this your card? What is it?
Yeah. Can you imagine if I went on stage now though? for school talent show, I would win.
Yeah, because you're an adult.
Yeah. I'm like, look how big I am. Pretty talented.
I'm here to redeem myself. I'm doing Dream On again.
I meant Freak Show.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
remember, I do perform on stage still.
I think because the variety show is back under a new name. I think you should sign up and they're going to go, oh, Jacob the Freak. And then go, no, I'm singing.
You and I talked about doing like a...
Yeah, doing bits.
Or doing like a 5-minute podcast segment. If we just add it up through a year and it's one episode.
And then we put it out.
Yeah, we do a podcast and just, all right, let's get some questions from the audience. We're like, we don't know who you are. If we did it live, I think we've literally joked about this before, but if we did a live podcast as a variety show segment.
Yeah, for 5 minutes.
That would be so,
it'd be so funny,
fucking funny.
We get up there, we set up the mics, we bring chairs,
yeah,
and then we go test, test, check, check, and then, we ready?
Yeah. Hey, how we doing?
So I almost burned down my apartment, okay? We just start with like an intro story.
Yeah, we just tell, and that's all we do.
And then we go, let's get moist, everybody. And then they're like, what the?
And then we play the song every time.
We play You Can, and then we leave. And we sit through the whole thing.
That'd be so funny. I think we've literally made ourselves laugh about this before.
My favorite thing, thinking about that variety show, like, because you used to do a thing called No Shame.
Mm-hmm.
Is I think
you did it once.
I did it. I hosted it as Santa Claus, which is fucking, now is a peak.
Yeah.
That was a peak in my life. Yeah.
We did the Magic Convention 2 years ago.
that came up in my, I was freaking breaking Cinderblocks. But I think there was a comedian up there who wasn't very good. Mm-hmm. You know, people are trying, you know, like,
I remember this.
I don't have confidence to even get up on stage, so yeah.
I've done stand up twice, and
comedy's hard.
I got like a good laugh once,
but I remember they said a joke and it wasn't funny, and there was some lady in the crowd, and she just goes, "What?" and it made me laugh so hard.
There was such a perfect pause. Yeah,
and it was just, what? Like, imagine if I was trying to tell a joke and that was the response, just a silent room, and somebody goes, "What?" Oh, fuck.
I'm ruined.
I'm not doing comedy anymore.
They shouldn't have let me up here. I really should have had to audition.
All right, hit it. Dream on.
But I often think about that moment. I think it must have been because I like Glee.
Oh, yep. I think it
was.
Had
to have been,
you were
that.
Like, oh, so when you auditioned, was it on the stage?
No.
And they were,
it was
okay.
In a classroom.
Oh, okay.
It was in
the
her
drama.
Classroom, which had like the like kind of like step.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Seating.
And she's just sitting in one of the desks.
That was great, Jacob.
See you in eighth period.
Yeah. Yeah, they have to see her. But also, they have to see so much dumb shit. They can't have any judgment for kids anymore.
Most of the people suck.
I mean, like, also, think about all the, like, things you think about that you did or said, and that every single person has those moments, and I don't even know who most of them are. So, like, no, people barely remember our shit, maybe, hopefully. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, but if you would have gotten in,
they would have remembered that.
Your dad has that on tape.
I remember one time
because
we had the like when they would have like the laptop carts. And you just grab a laptop.
That was wild.
One time, do you know kids are blowing up those laptops now, or like they're like catching them on fire by poking at them with paper clips?
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's a new trend right now.
Jesus.
You know how you try to make your own challenges? They're actually succeeding, and one of them is blowing up laptops in classrooms.
See, I wouldn't do that. That's fucked up. You need those to learn.
But one time I had a laptop, and there was a disc in it because they used to. Like, laptops don't even have discs anymore.
I know, it's
so annoying.
I miss discs.
And it was the show choir audition tapes.
Yeah. Did someone actually left in one of the laptops?
Yep, and I had it, and I watched them.
Was it poor?
It wasn't for my, or like, maybe not show choir, but it was a, like, singing audition tape. I didn't know most of the kids. They were like, maybe, this was in probably high school, so maybe they're like younger or something, whatever.
But why would they record the auditions? That's weird.
Probably to rewatch them.
Oh, to probably be like, yeah, we need another girl.
Well, yeah, also, if you need a certain amount of people, would help to go through all of them.
Because you can be
like,
we need a lower voice. Okay, we got four of them. Who's the best low voice?
But yeah, that was wild to watch.
Yeah. I mean, some of them were probably pretty good.
I think so, yeah, probably. I mean, I watched as many as I could within the period while also still having to do whatever work we had.
Yeah, you just found it. You're watching through it. And you skip through and you see you and you're like, what the hell? What the hell?
From seventh grade.
Yeah, you recorded this?
That's the time I almost ruined my life.
God, I want you to fucking sing Dream On now.
I don't think I can.
The like, course goes so hard.
Yeah, I think she honestly asked me what my plan was for that. I was like, I don't know. I actually do remember her asking about the high note.
So she's like,
I didn't make it that far.
You're like, your plan is to finish the song, right?
Yes.
You know the ending.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to sing it right now. I got to leave you wanting for more.
Yeah. I'm just going to do a quick 30 seconds, save the rest for the show.
Yeah. And I probably just had the weakest, like, Nate, because also I have a pretty nasal voice.
And also, like, God, especially if it was just an instrumental with no, I don't know if I, my voice would sound like shit. I can sing along to real music and it's somewhat decent. Oh.
I've
sing along to like with nothing. Mm-hmm. That's why karaoke is kind of hard sometimes.
Yeah, that's why we can never take karaoke seriously. So we would fall apart up there.
Yeah.
That's why we do Beastie Boys.
That's why we do Beastie Boys. One time I tried doing Thrift Shop with my sister because I know that song pretty well.
Did you just do the what?
No, like I know the verses and everything, but doing it in karaoke where you can't really hear it,
but also,
I was way off.
If it was you and your sisters, were you all just drunk yelling into the mic? Yeah. You got to split it up.
Yeah.
That's,
we were drunk. That's like we were at the gay bar in Iowa City.
Oh, that's fair.
And it was fun. But I was just
we
like,
were drunk at the gay bar in Kansas City doing karaoke.
Yeah, that's true. But I was just like, I can't hear. That was fun.
No.
Karaoke is fun.
I don't like it.
I did a little karaoke last night.
Oh, really?
Not official karaoke, but like I was hanging out with my lady and we were like listening to Spotify. You can put the lyrics up. So it's like a form of karaoke and you sing along and it's fun and stuff. So that's what I was listening to All Time Low. We listened to classic pop punk. Nice. Yellow Card.
I thought you meant at band practice.
Oh yeah. I did. My finger hurts, guys. For people just now tuning in, people that don't listen every week, a couple weeks ago, I announced that my band is back.
Hazer
is back for one night only. Maybe two nights.
Yeah.
Maybe two nights.
So have we confirmed the second night?
It's not announced yet.
Oh, okay.
Friday, Saturday. The Saturday night is announced. Saturday, August 23rd, Woolies, Des Moines, Iowa. Our band is back.
Be there. But I'm not in the band.
Our guitar player lives in Florida. So we haven't played a show in 4 years. We haven't practiced in 4 years. I haven't touched my bass in fucking 3 years.
You guys should bring me up so I can do Dream On.
That's a hard song to play, too. Yeah. That'd be insane.
Yeah. All right, from the audience. Uh-oh.
That would be, imagine if I didn't tell you and then just spotlight, and then you just have to come do it. And you're just like,
I don't know.
I'm ruined.
I don't know. I mean, I could not just do it on stage.
And the Woolly stage is a big stage. So we're getting ready for the show. So we're practicing. And I was like so nervous to practice because I was like, man, I haven't played bass. Mm-hmm. I was having anxiety dreams where I forgot how to play.
Sure.
Like I literally had a dream before we practiced where like we were on stage of the show and we were doing a song that starts with bass and I just couldn't do it. And I was just like, and everyone's just looking at me and I'm just like, oh, fuck. I'm ruined. Like, yeah, it was a bad dream. But
I'm ruined.
We practiced this weekend. We're going to practice again tonight, but it fucking came together like lickety spit. There's
nice.
A few like nuances and like little runs and stuff that I'm still trying to remember
down.
Where I'm just like, I fucking wrote this and I can't remember what I did.
Sure.
That's the weird thing.
Yeah, that's fair.
Luckily, when I first joined the band, when I was learning all their songs, I tabbed out a lot of the stuff.
That's nice.
So I found my tabs.
Because we could never read music, just tabs.
Yeah, so I found my tabs. So I'm like, oh yeah, that's the little run or that's this note.
That's really nice.
But it is cool how it just like clicks and like, we practiced, we've been practicing for 2 days now, and now it's like
2-3 years.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
But like, it's just like, we're tight. I think just muscle, because back in the day, we used to practice 3 times a week.
Sure.
We would play shows fucking almost every weekend.
Wow.
You know?
Jesus.
We played a ton. We practiced a ton. We were tight.
So it's
so
in
like,
there.
It's like the muscle memory and then the chemistry of the group. Like, it's just like, I'm shocked at how it just clicked.
Yeah, especially since you haven't seen the guitarist in forever.
Yeah, and then like, I haven't seen the drummer in a long time too.
Sure.
And so like I was just worried that like we were all gonna be rusty
or just not like fit.
Yeah. And then, but fucking it's
hell
like
yeah.
It's like we didn't miss a beat. It's nice. So it's so weird, but it's so fun. My finger, I gotta build the calluses back up, but it's fucking exciting. I just gotta start practicing at home, but it's like we're practicing in this guy's garage. He's in another band called Joint Pain, which is sick. It's Wes's girlfriend's brother's band.
Oh, nice.
So we're practicing in his garage so we can be loud as fuck. And it's so nice to be, because I forgot how loud we are. We're a very loud band.
Sure.
But what's really cool about his place is he's a big skateboarder.
Oh, okay.
So he has like a skate park in his fucking backyard.
Jesus.
Like it is so
in Send the me a photo, yeah.
In the garage where we're practicing, he has a half pipe.
Jesus.
So like the drums and everything.
Damn, talk about like being an adult with a little kid dream.
That's sick. It's fucking, so he's a half pipe. In his driveway, he has mini ramps and all this stuff. And then in his backyard, I'll see if I can find a photo because I did take a photo. In his backyard, he has like a legit fucking skate park with like the fucking bowls and like.
So like he has like in-ground pools installed that without anything. Jesus.
That's
in
his
backyard. It's a huge yard too, though.
Yeah. But like that's so like the photo will be on the screen for people watching.
That's
There's
wild.
Like a bowl.
Yeah.
And then like this big one is fucking like 9 feet.
Yeah. I was gonna say it literally looks like it's he started doing like create a stage on Tony Hawk.
It's fucking giant. And
like
it's,
they look legit.
It's
too.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And I'm just like I was talking to my band members because like I went through a poser skateboarding phase where I would just like cruise around.
I went through a poser singer songwriter phase.
Yeah. You tried to sing Dream On. But I remember like. When I was trying to learn how to skateboard, I never could ollie. I tried so hard to ollie.
No.
But I remember going, we had a little half pipe at one of the schools.
Okay.
And I tried to drop in. And dropping in is the scariest fucking thing. And I never could do it.
And I was just like looking at that. And I'm like, no fucking way.
Yeah. That high.
And,
if you could do that, how fun that would be.
The rush of when you like connect.
And yeah. And you just like, you're doing this motion.
No idea.
Just like. Because I play Tony Hawk a ton. I love the video games. And that's fun as fuck. But like, imagine doing that in real life. Holy shit.
It's got
to
be a rush.
And then being able to like stop at the top and then.
Because also imagine that being muscle memory where you can just do that whenever.
It's fun. And he's like an older guy. He's just like a punk rock skater dude.
Nice.
You know that. And I'm just like, damn, that's fucking. I'm just like, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Like he's just like, you know what? I love skateboarding and I have a house, so I can do
good
this.
For him. Ooh, and link to Hazer and that guy's band below.
Oh yeah, check it out. Joint Pain's pretty dope.
Yeah,
they're playing at the Woolly Show with
oh,
us.
Oh fuck yeah,
yeah.
Cool. I'll definitely listen to them.
They're part of the lineup. They're a little bit heavier, but they're good. But the fuck, it's just
who we got for the lineup.
It's five bands.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So
I didn't get that day off.
It's us, the Rumors.
Nice.
A Found Dead, Joint nice. Pain, and then. One of my favorite local bands was Pets with Human Names.
Yeah.
The bass player is in a new band called Glass Knuckles.
Glass Knuckles. Fuck
they're playing. I haven't heard them before, but I really like Pets with Human Names.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the lineup. But it's just, I'm going back over there to practice again tonight. It's just so cool seeing
Try
like
dropping in.
Seeing like a real life skate park.
Yeah, that
like,
just I've been someone to, like, has.
I've been to the one downtown because we have like an official skate park in Des Moines,
it's
which is like
super
one
cool.
of the biggest ones. But like just seeing it in someone's backyard that they built.
It's just there.
And
yeah.
you're just like, holy
fuck
shit.
Do you do
and then he just has one in his garage. So when it's wintertime, he can still skate.
Jesus.
Like, I'm just like, that. I wish I was good at something.
Yeah,
like,
to love something that much.
Yeah, like I feel like I like too many things. Like I don't have a specific
And like
thing.
You don't like him enough that it's worth. Because I always get to the issue where I like... Izzy and I, anytime we try new like hobbies, I'll buy a cheap version first.
Jaw harp.
Yeah. That.
And then it said, this will break your mouth.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, I don't think a good one's that expensive. I mean, probably a really good one is, but yeah, I bought a bad one. But like even like, I guess I bought a whittling kit and then I didn't touch it for 8 years.
I feel like that's still what a lot of people do with hobbies is they're like, I would like to get into this.
Them.
And then you just collect them and
then
you get to it.
But like if you ever get to it, then it's worth it.
Yeah, then it's worth it. I just have so many... interests where I'm like, oh, I really like records.
Yeah.
And then I get into records and then like there'll be some times where I don't listen to a record for a few months.
Yeah,
it's weird, but then I'm like, but I like puzzles and I like video games and I just have too many hobbies.
Well, those are pretty simple ones.
I know, but like I don't have just one thing where it's like, God, that's a skateboarder.
That just might mean you haven't like found your one thing.
Or I just fucking have ADHD.
Maybe. But also, a lot of skateboarders do, too.
Yeah, that's true.
It's, I think if something clicks, it truly clicks.
I like editing.
There you go.
Do that fucking almost daily.
Yeah.
It is so weird, because I used to have an office job where I sat at a desk all day, and I fucking hated it.
Sure.
I was like, I cannot do this. And now I'm fine with sitting at a desk all day on
You're
a
trying
computer
to get
editing.
More and more.
Like, just because it's something I like to do. I don't know.
I mean,
weird how it's different.
Well, that one, that's such a, you see it getting done with every click, which that's super nice.
It's
you get closer and closer to...
It's creative.
Yeah, that's a big part too.
I mean, some like the podcast, that's easy.
Yeah.
There's not much creative stuff except for when we do segment heads and stuff.
Well, and like I've always like kind of treated this as like a mental workout at least once a week. We try to be funny. We try to talk about
something.
It's
a good... Like I always like am like, okay, what do I... Is there anything funny that happened this week?
Mm-hmm.
Or is there any... Like what do I want to talk about this week? Yeah, with topics.
When I was digging around the yard, I started like writing a bit and like shit like that in my head. So I was also just laughing to myself. It's a longer bit.
Oh, you're not going to tell us on the pod?
Not right now.
You're going to save it?
It can be a story later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're just fucking,
laughing to myself?
You're laughing to yourself covered in dirt, being like, oh, this would be really funny. And then your neighbors are like, yeah, we got a fucking feral son over here, dude. What the fuck?
Bald, crawling around my yard, and look like Gollum.
You probably do look scary.
Yeah, I mean,
what were you wearing? Were you wearing a crop top, an open Hawaiian?
No,
shirtless.
I think I was wearing a t-shirt and jeans, just barefoot. I don't think I had.
That's
on.
Insane that you were barefoot.
I'd like it. I like the dirt in my toes.
I know, but just if you're on all fours,
I had gloves on.
See, that's wild.
What?
You're wearing gloves but barefoot?
Well, I'm not picking shit up with my toes, except for some rocks here and there.
That's just insane. That's insane behavior.
I
do like being barefoot,
yeah.
But if I'm doing yard work, I do not want to be barefoot.
But like, if I mow the yard, I'm not going to put shoes on.
You mow the lawn barefoot?
Why wouldn't I? I'm literally seeing what I'm walking on.
That is the scariest fucking thought.
How?
That is. There's a spinning blade.
Yeah, 10 feet in front. Like, what? That wouldn't go through shoes?
I would not have my toes out near a lawnmower
at all. If anything,
the
shoe would suck me in.
God, that freaks. You are a psycho.
What? I'm literally looking at what I'm walking at. It's probably the safest time. Because I don't run over like sticks, so I don't step on them either. Same with rocks.
God.
I'm looking where I'm
going.
You
do not.
Yes. I don't want to stain my shoes green.
Holy fuck.
What?
That is.
I don't think that's that weird.
That scares me, dude.
Ooh, same with when I like mow. And I'm like, ooh, I'm going to go dad mode and just mow shirtless.
And barefoot?
Yeah. Just shorts.
Does it feel good to be shirtless in Moa?
Well, because also now that I don't work outside, I would like a little tan.
A little tan,
just
yeah.
So I don't get burnt.
Yeah.
So that is nice. You feel like, it really feels like this is my property, which is fun.
If I did it, I would look like a fucking dad.
Yeah.
Because I got a little dad bod, mm-hmm. And it's just like, it
just
is
shirtless
wild.
With a hat?
Yeah. Just being, howdy. Oh. Howdy, neighbor.
Yeah. You can walk around with a beer.
Don't Ooh. Mind him.
Should get a cup hole. Oh, yeah. Just being,
don't mind him digging in the garden over there. Snorting like a pig. Mm-hmm. Yep. Richard Nixon mask.
I saw that.
I saw that. I am just flabbergasted right now.
What, barefoot?
That you mow barefoot.
Hey, at least I mow. And it's not because of you, Gary. Gary, go fuck yourself. You're not in charge of this neighborhood.
That is just...
And if so, do better.
I think people will agree with me that you are crazy. I don't think anybody mows barefoot.
What's the issue?
It's a fucking blade.
Yeah, several feet in front of me.
Several feet? Like two.
That's several.
It's a lawnmower.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
What?
That's so scary.
One, the blade would eat through your shoe.
Yeah, but
so then what does that help?
Protection.
It's kind of like in Star Wars. Why do stormtroopers wear armor? They're not laser proof, so what's the fucking point?
So they can look cool?
I guess they do.
Stormtrooper.
Cool.
Imagine if you had a stormtrooper outfit. That'd be awesome. That'd be so sick.
Would you rather have a storm or clone, though?
Fuck. I don't know how it would be possible, but imagine having one of those, you know, like this little stick guys?
Like the droid?
Yeah, the stick droids. Like the tiny, like, ones.
What?
So, like, in, like, episode one.
Yeah.
Like, they're just, like, stick guys, and they have guns, and they go, roger, roger.
Those like guys? The normal droids?
Yeah.
God, you don't know Star Wars.
Imagine.
The normal droid outfit? Yeah, that'd be sick.
But like, how would that? That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. I know I talked about this on the podcast, but remember, I met the guy who did that, Roger
yeah,
Roger.
Roger Roger.
He's in my phone.
You have his phone number?
I think so.
Just say Roger Roger guy?
No, it's probably just a phone number or just like name and then just dash. Because I carried I got an arcade from him one time as a pickup.
It is weird when you have weird connections like that where you just do a dash and you go.
What you know him from. Well, because
like the boss at where we work, when I first got her phone number,
name dash up down.
Yeah, I just say like in parentheses up down.
Well, that's how,
even though I know who she is now, but I was like, I got to make sure that
my issue is I have every manager's phone number because I drive to all of them.
Oh shit!
So I
got to put
location. Yeah, it's fucking annoying.
That is wild.
Mm-hmm, I hate it.
It is wild. I don't know if your phone does this, but iPhones. When you get somebody's phone number and they
suggest the name.
Well, they have an iPhone, it will like load their fucking profile.
Oh.
So like I have a few friends where it just whatever image they used is now the image in my phone.
I have like
and
two.
And it changes like the name to like whatever, like so it is so weird.
Huh.
How I just like I don't have contact photos for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then just some people I do, and
just
it's just
one.
Like it's just weird as fuck because I'm like, I didn't set that.
Mm-hmm.
That was just my phone did that.
So I think I have like maybe three contact photos in my phone. And I only remember choosing one of them.
It's so weird. The phone is just like,
here you go.
Here you go.
Take this.
You want to see people's Snapchat stories that you don't know?
I hate that.
It's fucking frustrating, dude.
Speaking of frustrating.
It's time for Brackets, Busters, and Brews, baby.
I believe now 5 prisoners have been caught. I think also they arrested people who helped.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, a little update on the prison.
I haven't done enough research on it, so we'll see if it's still relevant next week, and maybe I'll do more.
Yeah, I'm curious about it because people are getting caught,
yeah.
Which makes sense.
So now
sense.
5 have been caught.
Of the 12?
10.
10? Okay, so half.
And I think, like, I saw a report that, like, 5 people were arrested for, like, helping.
Oh, shit.
Which, what do you gain from helping?
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, like, especially if you're in prison where all the cameras are. I was confused by that.
I don't, like, yeah, so, like, they arrested people in jail that...
Or, like...
Security guards or
maybe,
something?
Maybe, or, oh, it was probably for people, like, who picked them up and, like, hit them and
yeah,
stuff,
yeah,
I guess.
Probably,
it's probably
yeah,
more
that's
that.
Probably, that's probably what it is.
Yeah.
But talking about Foo Fighters, so, we're starting round 3 today.
Wow.
Which is fucking insane. We've got it cut down to 32 songs.
Okay.
We started with 142.
Jesus fucking Christ.
We have it cut down to 32. Now we're in the fucking meat and potatoes.
Yeah. Ooh, is there an update on which albums we've lost?
No, because okay. I was not ready for that today.
Sure.
Because I didn't finish... I literally was finishing the bracket when I showed up today. I've had a busy weekend. But before we jump into the song bracket today, I have a little update. Last week I talked about they fired their drummer.
Yes.
Josh Freese. And he posted something that was like, stay tuned for my top 10 reasons I think I got fired from Foo Fighters.
Yes.
He posted his list. And it's a joke list, obviously.
Do you think that was something like when we do, when we announce something, then we're like, ah, fuck, we actually have to do
yeah,
it.
No, you got to commit. Yeah. So as of right now, I don't know. They haven't announced a new, they haven't even put out a thing talking about them firing Josh yet.
Oh, only he has talked about
yeah,
it
only
and then
he,
people's response
yeah.
is?
The Foo Fighters haven't put in an official.
That's weird.
Yeah, people don't know who their new drummer is going to be. But this is Josh Freese's top 10 possible reasons he got booted from the Foos. Number 10, once whistled My Hero for a week solid on tour.
Man.
Not bad, not bad. Number 9, could only name one Fugazi song. I think I can only name one too. Waiting Room.
Sure.
But I have 2 Fugazi albums
I have one
on vinyl.
Album, so I have the same one you do.
Yeah, the red one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Waiting Room is sick. Number 8, 2 words, polyrhythms.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. I think
probably
it's
a drummer joke.
A drummer joke. I don't know.
Yeah, do you think Dave just like.
Yeah, Dave's like, we can't have 2 drummers. Yeah. Number 7, metronome like precision behind the kit deemed soulless.
I'm simply too good.
I'm simply too good. You got to make money off this. Number 6, demanded starting every rehearsal with a 20-minute cowbell sound bath.
Hmm.
I mean, I'd fire somebody if they did that.
That's fair.
Number 5, top 10 reasons he got fired from the Foo Fighters. This kind of reminds me of like David Letterman did the top 10. Do you remember those?
Mm-mm.
I loved Letterman.
I never watched him.
Oh, he was awesome. Number 5, never even once tried growing a beard.
Okay.
I think everybody else in the band has a beard.
Do they? Okay.
Or at least something like sure. A little scrub. Number 4. Didn't show up to the studio because Mercury was in retrograde.
All right.
It's a little solar joke.
Yeah.
Number 3, promised Noodles he could be the 4th guitarist. I don't know who Noodles is.
Noodle. A musician being named Noodles does sound familiar.
Does it?
Or wait. Who? Fuck, what's the guy's name from The Offspring? Is he Noodles?
Oh. I guess I don't know The Offspring really well.
One of them has like a nickname like that. You can keep going. I'll look at
it. Number 2, refused to perform unless he was guaranteed a Ouija board and nunchucks after every show.
Oh, all right.
It's wild.
Probably to get tips from their old drummer.
Yeah, because he's dead. And then number 1, the whole poodle thing was getting to be a bit much.
Whole poodle thing?
I don't know what a poodle thing is.
All right.
So half of these, I'm like...
Noodles is the member of The Offspring.
Damn, so I wonder if that's a reference to that.
I feel good about knowing that.
That is wild.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun. But that's a little update on that. I don't know any other fucking...
Yeah, I wonder what the actual... It must be that they're just replacing him with something.
Yeah, like, I think Dave is just fucking Dave.
Yeah.
Like, he's...
Foo Fighters could have ended with Taylor, probably.
Yeah.
And then Dave could just do stuff. Yeah, they all could still do, I mean, they all do other stuff too.
But like Dave, Dave could just do solo stuff. Because that metal album he did was great, you know? Mm-hmm. All like, he does covers that are fucking great.
Well, and like Foo Fighters started as just him too. And also a lot of it is just it's him still. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if he writes most all of the parts. Of it, and he's just like, play this. And I'm in charge.
Well, and they're all like, well, we're millionaires, so might as well.
I'm the captain now. That's what Dave says to him.
Every day?
Yeah, every day. But it's time for the start of round three, 32 songs. We're going to do, so round three is only going to take us 2 weeks. We're chipping.
Wow.
So we're going to do the left side of the bracket this week and then the right side of the bracket after that, which means we're cutting it down.
Yeah.
And we're getting to a part where this is tough. A
lot harder. Yeah.
So the first,
pretty much all good songs on this one, I think. Yeah,
we've gotten rid of the fluff. These songs, we've talked about every one of these songs at least once.
Yep.
Some of these songs that we're going to talk about today have been around since the preliminary round. So they've been around fucking three rounds. The first matchup today is Monkey Wrench versus Good Grief. Good Grief has been around since the preliminary round. Mm. It beat Friend of a Friend, and then it beat Floaty.
I don't remember either of those.
And then it beat A Matter of Time.
Okay.
Which A Matter of Time was good. A
Matter of Time is good.
And now it's going against Monkey Wrench. Monkey Wrench had a bye, and then it beat Let It Die, which Let It Die is a good song, but Monkey Wrench is a great song. Monkey Wrench versus Good Grief. This is a fucking tough one.
Because my thing is just that Monkey Wrench is one of my favorites.
Monkey Wrench is fucking great, but also Good Grief.
It's a go-to Guitar Hero song.
Yeah, you did play it in the tournament.
That's why I like it so much.
Good Grief. Both of these songs.
Good Grief is great.
Are both punk. Like,
yeah.
They're punk songs. Like, they both kick ass, but I think it's just.
You don't beat Monkey Wrench.
Monkey Wrench is like, Monkey Wrench is going to be hard to. Like, what's going to beat Monkey Wrench? But also, like, in this bracket, it's going to get tough because we got fucking Everlong and Feast and the Famine.
But up next, we got Everlong versus Walk.
Yeah, Everlong versus Walk, which is fucking tough as well. Everlong had a bye, so it only took out La Di Da, which La Di Da was a great song.
I do like La Di Da.
And then Walk was around in the first round. It had a bye and then beat Gimme Stitches. Gimme Stitches is also a great song.
I do like Gimme Stitches, yeah.
Everlong versus Walk, two of their biggest songs.
Because for Everlong, I think the real meat of it is the chorus. Like, the verses are fine.
And it's just like, it's one of the first songs everybody learns on guitar.
Yep, that's
true. It's a fucking fun riff. The music video is fun. It's black and white.
But Walk is so cool.
Walk is really good. I love the fast bridge part.
Yeah, both of them, I picture them as such good live songs. Where Walk has a good chanting part,
right?
Yeah, it
does, yeah. Like, especially the
one that's the I'm Never Gonna Die part, right?
Because he's like screaming it.
Yeah, because
like,
that live, I
never
want
to
die.
Yeah. And then
but
Everlong
also.
What's so cool about Everlong, though, is like, it's a great song, but then like, there's acoustic versions of it that are like so good, too. And like, the emotion. And I think I saw a clip from Howard Stern, early Foo Fighters, where Dave did it. It was the first time he ever did Everlong acoustic.
Cool.
Because he was like, I don't know how this is going to work.
Sure.
And it's just like, damn, this is just a good song. I don't, dude, this is tough. Walk is really good. I think I chose Everlong, but
I chose Walk.
I wouldn't be against picking Walk.
Walk, I liked every part of it. Everlong has duller, because that's where I'm going off of now, is I have to just like,
parts,
I like this. I like this part better than anything in this song.
Damn, this is a upset.
Yeah, I chose
Walk. But I think I'm okay with Walk going on. A lot of people don't like Walk, but I really like it because it starts off slow and then there's dynamics.
But also,
Everlong is a fucking.
It's a great song.
It's insane that it's getting removed this early in the bracket. Like that's, but hey,
yeah,
I'm happy with it. That's a bucket buster, bracket buster.
Okay, where'd the bucket come in?
Basketball bracket busters. We don't have Bruce today, but.
No, we got Hawaiian Punch.
Hawaiian Punch. Next up, God, this is fucking tough too.
Yeah.
We got Bridge Burning, which has been around since the preliminary round, going against Stacked Actors,
which has also been around since
the preliminary round. Bridge Burning took out Have It All, then it took out Arrows, then it took out Big Me. So it's had a pretty easy run. Stacked Actors took out Concrete and Gold.
Ooh.
It took out Razor.
Yeah.
And then it took out Miss the Misery. So a little bit, those are all great songs. Bridge Burning versus Stacked Actors, two fucking rippers of songs. Stacked Actors is so fun, bluesy, jazzy, but Bridge Burning, that's how Wasting Light starts, and that just that riff, oh, it's...
I mean, also just his first the first thing he says is so cool.
Yeah, these are my famous last words.
Yeah.
Like, and that's how the album starts.
That's it.
Like, it's so fuck. Like, Bridge Burning is awesome, but Stacked Actors is awesome.
Because for Stacked Actors, the only thing I don't like about it is I love the very, very intro part, and I wish it kept that vibe into the first half of the song.
Yeah, because the intro is like very like weird and bluesy very and jazzy, cool. And then it just kind of mellows.
Mm-hmm.
But Stacked Actors is awesome. But I think I'm going Bridge Burning.
I chose Bridge Burning.
Dude, it's just so...
It was a close one, though.
So fucking sick. Next up, lineup number four, we got Wind Up going against Feast of the Famine. Feast of the Famine is a song that we have been talking about nonstop. We were talking about how this song is a contender to win the bracket. Wind Up was in the first round. Feast of the Famine has been around since the preliminary round.
Mm-hmm.
Feast of the Famine has taken out...
a lot of good ones.
It took out Enough Space. It took out Winnebago. It took out New Way Home. And now it's going against Wind Up. Wind Up is a great 2.5 minute song, though.
It has such a great bounce to it.
Yeah.
I like his voice is so good in it. And then the last bit, I listened to the song 3 times because it's going up against Feast and the Famine.
Yeah.
Because I loved this song and I was like, oh shit, Feast and the Famine's next. And then I went back and re-listened to Wind Up and I like it better.
Whoa.
I didn't really remember Wind Up from the earlier round. Yeah, so I maybe like kind of skipped through it instead of really listening to it.
At one point you were like, Feast and Famine is my favorite Foo Fighters song. And now that you're listening to them, you're like,
Wind Up's really fucking good.
Wind Up is, holy shit. I picked Feast and the Famine.
I figure you would.
That's shocking to me, but Wind Up is, oh man.
The ending is so good.
It is fucking sick. Because The Color and the Shape, great album. This is the album that I think this is when Taylor joined.
Oh, okay. So what do you want to do about this?
Fuck, dude. I mean, we're at a point where both of these songs, like, we're talking about good songs.
Yeah, they're all
here.
Good.
Feast and the Famine, I hate to see go.
I know.
But, dude, it's quick, fun.
It's cool.
Wind Up is fun. Feast and the Famine, I will say, I really like it. I love the different parts. I love the different dynamics, but it is like 5 minutes.
Yes. Wind Up's 2:30.
I know. So
and it's a good 2:30. It doesn't even feel like a quick song. It feels like a full song.
It feels
still.
Like, yeah. It's,
where some of their songs, when it's short, it's like half.
It's like, yeah, just bam. Cut.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I'll go with Wind Up.
All right.
That is.
It's. I really like
that's
this
a bracket
song.
Buster. Holy shit.
Two busters in a row.
We're busting. We're busting
oh,
all
brother.
Over. Holy fuck.
We're busting.
I literally thought, especially if you've been listening to this for a while, Feast of the Famine was going to be in the final four.
Me too.
Holy fuck.
Because I pictured Monkey Wrench in the final four.
Yeah. And it's just like Monkey Wrench, Feast of the Famine, The Pretender. And it's just like.
Oh, but White Limo's on this side too.
Yeah.
So.
Like. Oh my God. Okay.
Right, Wind Up.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
Next up, we got another really tough lineup.
Yeah.
We got Rope from Wasting Light going against In Your Honor. Two songs. In Your Honor is one of your favorite songs as well from your least favorite album, In Your Honor.
Yeah.
But In Your Honor is so fucking good. Rope.
I like the album more now that I've listened to more of the other side.
The rock song.
Yeah.
The rock songs are good. Rope is a fun one.
It's a good one.
In Your Honor is fucking awesome. It's so tough. I took less notes this time.
Sure, me too.
Because I was also in a hurry to get it done. But both of these songs, I could go either way because I love them both, but I chose In Your Honor.
I chose In Your Honor because it's just one of my favorites.
Rope.
Rope I do enjoy.
Rope is very unique.
Because I think we're
at a
point.
It's a different type of Foo Fighters Rope is.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're at a point where I think I enjoyed all of these songs.
Yeah, all these songs are amazing.
Because honestly, off of this, Good Grief or Stacked Actors would be my least favorites, but those are still both great songs.
They're still like, yeah. Next up, we got, this is an interesting lineup.
Mm-hmm.
We got Spill, which is I'm shocked it's still alive.
Because it's not a big song,
no,
right?
Yeah, and this is from like their Vault series, so it's just like a weird single. Like it's not even on an album. Going against White Limo. White Limo has been around since the preliminary round.
One of our favorites.
It took out Under You. It took out Waiting on a War. And then last time it took out Run.
And this time it took out Spill.
White Limo.
It's too good.
Dude,
Spill's great though.
Spill is a great fun.
That's like a little hidden gem.
It's a hidden gem of a track. It has a nice bob to it. But White Limo makes you want to fucking drive fast.
That's fair.
Like, you just want
to
go.
You could mosh to it, yeah. Where they don't really have pretty much any, besides whatever the last Wasting Light song is.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they have a lot of songs they bop to.
Yeah, you don't mosh at a Foo Fighters concert, do you? Like, you've been to them. I doubt there's mosh pits, unless they, like, demand one.
I don't think I've ever seen, like, a full mosh pit, but
there's a lot
I've seen,
of, like, adult women there.
I mean, they're a dad band.
Yeah. You know? But also, like, I feel like a lot of 50-year-old women really like Dave, too.
Yeah, because they're like, Dave's so cute.
He's such a family man.
Not anymore. No. Jacob gave the side eye to the camera. We got two lineups left in today's thing. This one is a unique lineup. We got Holding Poison from Medicine at Midnight going against Skin and Bones.
Spooky.
Which is spooky. Skin and Bones is from their Vault series because it's a live song.
And
Skin
and
Bones
is a
great song.
Super fun.
Holding Poison, though, is...
I love that one.
I fucking hated Medicine at Midnight, the album.
Sure.
But now I'm slowly like, man, there are some great songs off of it.
When and they're holding, not surrounded by shit.
Yeah, and Holding Poison is one of those. Like, it's funky. Funky, great lead. Dave's voice. I really like Dave's voice in Holding Poison. But, man, Skin and Bones. It gives
it's
me goosebumps.
It's different. It's like, weird.
There's feeling to it.
He tried something.
I really like Skin and Bones, but... It doesn't do, there's no changes.
No.
Like, it doesn't, it's kind of just the same riff.
Like, I'm glad it's made it this far, but I chose
but
Holding
I
Poison.
I chose
Holding
Poison.
Holding Poison's too
Holding
fun.
Poison is fun, dude. Yeah. And then the last matchup of today's lineup, we're doing Home from Echo Silence, Patience
Probably
and Grace.
Their best slow song, I'd say.
Piano, dude. Yeah. Going against All My Life, which is a fucking
one of their best
ripper
songs.
Of a song. Yeah. This is tough. The earlier matchups is like, man, these are two both punk songs, but this is like two different styles of songs going against each other. Home is very pretty. All My Life is just a ripper.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you got the Paul muted intro,
yeah,
with
which
like
is
that like yell
you,
whisper.
You like the Oh My Life? Mm-hmm. I've been waiting for so, yeah, it's fucking, it's so sick. The video is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Home, but Home is really good.
Home is really good, but it is longer too.
And if we're gonna say the best songs.
It's going to be the rock songs, like it's, a slow song.
Yeah.
I do like slow Foo Fighters. But
I wish they had one of these per album.
But they just, if you were, when we're talking, like if I'm going to
If
pick,
I had to listen to one.
If I'm going
to
listen to one, it's going to be All My Life. Life. Yeah. So.
All My Life is the winner.
All My Life is the winner. This was pretty easy, but two upsets.
Yeah. The
two
next.
Two bracket busted.
The next round of this chunk is going to be impossible.
Yeah. It's going to be. We're getting to a point where
it's just the best versus the best.
And then it's like,
which I'm glad I now consider some of the Foo Fighter songs the best.
It
Foo
is
Fighter
wild
songs.
Where you're just like, you're like, wow, Wind Up is actually,
yeah,
like that's shocking.
I don't remember it from earlier.
That's
so I think
shocking.
That was probably a song I skipped through. I was like, I like this part. I like this part. It's better than this whatever song. Yeah.
And then when you're comparing it to a song that you do like,
where then I listen
and
to
then
all
you listen
Wind
to
up,
all of
like,
it and you're like, holy
I
fuck.
I really like this song.
Wind Up is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Just that guitar. Damn. This is turning out fucking different than I thought.
Yeah. I'm glad we're getting like some of the weirder ones up through too. Though.
Yeah, like because I thought it was just going to be all hits, but we fucking are getting rid of number one seeds left and right. I am going to like for next week, I'll figure out what albums are left, how many songs per album, et cetera, et cetera.
Maybe we lost Concrete and Gold now. I guess there might be some on the other side.
There might be some on the other side. I'm curious if all the albums are still represented in round three.
Yeah.
And I do have a fun...
So I think the new album made it on the other side.
Yeah. I think there's a few tracks that are still because I didn't like that album either.
But then
a few songs came out and I was like, oh, I actually do like this song.
Well, and like for me listening to it, they're all just songs. I don't know the
and
albums.
And you don't know the albums because you're just listening to it randomly.
Mm-hmm.
It's making me want to give like Medicine at Midnight could at least another chance.
It'll make me want to listen to like the full albums.
A full album.
The issue is I don't want that on my Spotify.
Yeah.
Too much Foo Fighters.
Too much Foo Fighters. I do have a fun little... thing planned for round four that will be like just a better way to test what songs we like.
Okay.
So we'll do the normal thing and then we'll see. It's just an idea I had while I was driving. So I was like, I'll save that for like round four when it's like, how do you pick?
Yeah, only a few.
And this
left.
will totally help that. But that's Brackets, Busters, and Brews. We're freaking chipping through it. We're getting down to the best of the best. At this point, I don't know what's going to win. Like, Man, I seriously thought Feast and the Famine was going to be...
I really
in the,
liked Wind Up.
I know. And now I'm...
You got to listen to it again.
And then fucking Pick and Walk. That's...
Shirks, what was that over?
That was over a good one.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Not Rope.
Walk was going against Everlong.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
We got rid of Everlong.
That is weird.
That is wild. I think most people would pick Everlong over Walk.
I think so. It's just when I thought of every piece of the song.
Yeah, there's more.
There's more I disliked in Everlong.
And the bridge of fucking Walk is, that's my favorite part of the song.
But also I
Learning
love.
To walk.
Yeah, like that part's great.
It's catchy.
Yeah.
I think Wes hates Walk.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't think a lot of people like Walk, which is weird because it is their top 20 songs, but Everlong is their number one song.
Because I'm still trying to think of what I'm going to choose next year. I did think of a new band to do that would be, I think, the most interesting, and it would be Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys would be sick.
Because their songs are so different and so weird.
And I don't know much. I like know their hits.
Yeah.
That and would be fun.
I'm thinking that.
Oh. I've been making a list just to, because we can do them, because we're not going to stop doing this podcast.
Right. Yeah.
But Blink would be fun too.
Blink, because they have just so much, and like then there's the fun versus the serious kind of stuff.
Yeah. And then it's just like, well, this song is about fucking a dog in the ass.
But also, it would beat probably a lot of other dumb songs.
Yeah, so it's like, it might be fun.
Yeah, because you get some of the live ones where it has the bits included, because that is part of the discography. It is
part of their discography.
Because they put out the Travis and whatever show.
Then they have the newer stuff, which I don't really know a lot of. Blink.
Because they have the stuff with, what was the other band that joined? Band, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember. I'm thinking Adelaide's Way, but it's not.
No,
that.
It's not.
That's a very small, not very small. That's a band we interviewed on 887KWDM, The Point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he said fuck twice and we didn't know what to do about it.
Oh, you're not allowed to do that. Yeah.
Starts with an A. This has been the Moist Monday podcast.
Fuck, what is that song?
I don't, or that band?
Because one of their songs I like in Spotify, the other band.
Oh,
I'm just feel like an idiot right now. Because
I feel like they have like kind of a heart logo. It starts with an A. I think they're from Chicago.
I picture like the cover of at least a song or album that I like is green.
Doesn't do much for me, but.
Does that help you?
Yeah. Alkaline Trio,
yep.
Damn, no, Alkaline Trio is very good.
And the song, as soon as you said the band name, I didn't find it, but the song that I like is Good Fucking Bye.
Okay, I probably know that.
Yeah.
Because I like them.
Matt Skiba, is that his name?
Yep.
We got there.
I Googled it.
Oh, but I got Matt Skiba from my brain.
You did.
That's pretty impressive. Hey, we're learning. We're getting moist.
You know what's pretty impressive? Giving us 5 stars on all the apps.
Yeah, please rate us fucking, because next week we might have broken arms.
Right, yeah. Also, yeah, stay tuned because of the Red Bull races this week.
Yeah, so next episode we're going to talk about the Red Bull race. The car is almost done.
Yeah. We're
going to go work on it right now.
It's about as done as it needs to be before we literally like put it together, but we're not going to practice putting it together because it'll fall apart.
I'm so fucking excited.
Yeah.
This is going to be a big event.
Mm-hmm.
We're fucking cool. Like, dude, thousands of people.
No, and we are 10th in the race. So that's a pretty good spot.
Yeah, we're pretty early.
Yeah.
And then...
Because we'll be able to watch the race, so maybe we can see where people hit.
Oh my God.
I'm nervous.
I'm nervous and excited.
It's just...
And I think the
if and
I,
when we crash, it's
and
gonna
And I think
hurt.
The event is so big that it's live streamed. So if people are curious, this is coming out after.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Yep.
But if you follow us on our socials, our personals, I'll probably be posting about it.
Yeah.
I posted about it a little bit. It's going to be fucking... Dude, so many people are going to just be watching us go down.
And maybe die.
It's going to be insane. Yeah. Like, I can't wrap my head around that just us getting in a car and everyone's just watching us.
And then there's just,
and
just
like,
here
the
we
giant
go.
Crowd cheering.
Yeah.
And we're just like...
I'm actually nervous that we won't be able to talk to each other during, because I'm going to need to yell, because you're the brakes.
Well, because we're going to have helmets. And you're like, break it. I'm going to, no! Wild card, baby. I just jump off.
I'm just in a rocket.
I jump off and push. See you later, buddy. See you in the sky, because we're getting first place. We're going skydiving.
We'll see.
We will not get first
place. I don't know. It steers pretty well.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got a car to build.
All right.
So send us an email, Moist Monday Podcast, and stay moist out there.
Love you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dry bones, lazy bones, big bones, dance around in your bones.